Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt as always. Today's Thursday, January 11th. Very snowy in Salt Lake City. It's been a storm all week. Sounds like a lot of storms across the country. Normally, I'm upset about that, but the nice thing for me is this was a week. I only have to go into the office 1 week a month. This was that week. But because they quote put safety first, I didn't have to go in. So that's allowing us to record today. Otherwise, I'd be driving home in a snowstorm. So.
I feel like saying things like quote safety first don't help. Like, I feel like if that ever made its way back, I feel like you'd be less likely to get the time off. Because it is safety
Well, they're not
first.
going to base it just based off of me.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. It's a safety thing, right?
Yeah, I said safety first.
Yeah. But what is quote? Never
I'm
mind.
quoting the email.
Okay, I see.
That's what the email said, safety first.
Yeah.
And I'm here, and we're here. So we got a lot to talk about. Michigan won the national championship. I've been telling everybody since March, so that came true. Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, all gone. Dan Lanning, not gone from Oregon. A lot to talk about. Starting with the ick of the week, though. As always, as I'm pulling this list up, feel free, like, subscribe, 5-star review, all that good stuff. Are you ready for this week's ick?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Just recap, these are things that turn girls off from dudes. I kind of get this one. Jumping up and down at a concert. It's not an ick. Depends on the concert context.
Well, yeah, like it'd be weird at I don't know, Joni Mitchell. But if you're not jumping up and down, what are you there for?
Yeah, if it's like I don't know, let's say Travis, I was gonna say Travis Scott or Jonas Brothers, but like both of them, there's some context for jumping.
Sure.
Like,
Yeah.
you're have a good time.
See, that person saying that's an ick is an ick for me. It's like, I don't want you to have fun.
That's kind of like the people who are like, I'll never wear another person's jersey, or like, let my kids wear another man's jersey. Like, just relax a little bit,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, just chill out.
This has been, I would say, your most impassioned ick. You've never had an ick against the ick person
Well,
before.
it just seems like this one is like you should look cool, and being cool is more important than just living your life.
You didn't feel this way about chasing the ping pong ball, and that doesn't look very cool.
Well, it doesn't look cool. Yeah.
What's your biggest turn off, Matt?
I don't know. Maybe like I'd have to think about something specific, but maybe if just somebody says something real dumb.
Any genre, just stupidity.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess it's maybe more if it's something that like I can't like what like one time we were at your friend's house, and this wasn't necessarily a person I was interested in, but you invited a friend over to watch the football game, and
Wait, which girl was this?
I don't. There seems to be some sort of an MTC connection in my mind.
This isn't the Andrew Reese thing, Florida
No,
State thing.
no, this is not the Florida State thing.
Was it a party or just like one?
We're just a dating site. You're gonna know what I'm talking about as soon as I tell the story.
Is it Audrey?
No.
Okay. Sorry, you go ahead.
Yeah, shout out Audrey.
MTC thing.
Yeah. So anywho, so we were just at Danny's house, and I made like six comments, and this girl kept being like, I don't know, like if I said like that was a good throw by the quarterback. She was like, actually the running back is the one who throws the ball. Just like it was about six of those in a row, and it's like I'm not gonna correct her because I'm not a jerk,
Right,
but.
what's the point? Yeah. I actually remember this event. I don't remember the girl at all.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm pretty sure I only met her the one time.
I remember that event though. Okay, but not even directed toward you. If somebody else would have been saying that, still that level of confident stupidity
Yes, yeah.
makes sense. Yeah, stupid people are amazing. That was one of my least favorite things about really kind of any sporting event or like online interaction, is just when people are confidently dumb. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Right. Gotta be smart enough to know when you don't know something.
Yeah. Self-awareness, underrated skill.
It's a big one.
Yeah. We also NFL playoffs. We got to talk about those.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be depressing for me.
So a lot to talk about. Let's start with, we'll do this. Here's the agenda. Let's do Michigan, then the coaching stuff, then the NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
Deal.
Michigan won. I was right. They best offensive line in the country, best running back room in the country. And their first, I think at least, well, the first two touchdowns, Donovan Edwards broke two massive runs. And I told you, and our mom is here, she came to watch it with us. I was like, that's not even their best running back. And then the best running back took over the game as well.
Right.
And Washington just couldn't get anything going. It was very untypical of Washington the entire season.
Yeah, it was weird because, like, I know their quarterback was a little bit hurt. But, yeah, the defense really, really shocked me because Michigan – obviously, they've got a lot of really, really big players up front, but we don't talk about them in the way we might talk about Georgia or Alabama and their lines, you know?
I think we should. They might not have, like, the first-round guys there, but they're going to have, like, 15 players drafted.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I think that that is not the way that I thought they were going to win, per se, and it was so sound.
Now, I think a lot of the people consider this kind of the big turning moment was the throw. It was fourth down. Odunze was open. Michael Penix threw a ball, like, to the corner, like Odunze was going to break and run a corner route. And Odunze was like, I'm open, I'm just going to run deep.
Right.
Seeing a lot of people blaming Odunze. I think I always side with the receivers because that's what I played.
Yeah.
But if you put his hand up, you just got to go. Like, what's the point of throwing it to the corner if he's open, you know? Just right. Put it on him.
Yeah.
Miscommunication, no matter what. So no one's probably 100% fault either way.
Sure.
If they get that, it's a completely different game. But they just had a complete inability to move the ball. Michigan, the one thing I was worried about was creating separation. They had a problem with that, I felt like, against Alabama. They didn't even need to in the Washington game.
Right.
And Washington's defensive line is really good. Their defense, I think, is good. They have NFL players on that defensive line and on the offensive line for Washington.
Yeah.
And other than Fontenot, I might have mispronounced his name, the left tackle who's going to the NFL, they, like, mistakes, penalties. I saw people saying the refs were bad and it was, like, a lot of holding calls on Michigan that didn't get called that got called for Washington. I never liked to go down that route. I didn't think it was, like, blatantly obvious in the game that they were missing anything. I'm sure they missed a couple of calls. But, yeah, I was kind of disappointed in Washington's performance. But I also felt like Michigan was capable. That's kind of why they were going to win. They were just, like, capable of overwhelming teams. And they kind of did that all year.
Well, it was – and there was, you know, one big play and two or three smaller ones by Washington that, you know, would have gotten the first downs, would have gotten them into the end zones, but got called back for holding. And I did feel like there were ones like, oh, if the holding didn't get called, the quarterback's getting tackled here.
Yeah.
You know? And so I feel like there were ones that, like, and we've said it before, but, like, your penalties are really costing you the game almost as much as, you know, anything you do to win the game. So.
Yeah. I felt like Penix was pressed, not necessarily – like the Odunze throw, for example, again, it's – miscommunication, but I feel like if they're you know, comfortably up, if it's a, I don't know if it was pressure from the defensive line or what, but I just felt like the whole night Penix was pressing throws. He was not accurate as he typically is. He was throwing from, like, weird platforms, which, again, he does well, but there's just something off.
Yeah.
And I would assume it was just kind of Michigan pressure and the defense being able to lock up the receivers relatively well compared to other teams.
Right.
But Penix didn't play like himself, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Worst game of the year.
I agree. So,
for a very good player.
So, yeah, a little disappointing, but I think Michigan showed all the things you've been talking about for 8 months. So, excited for your next pick.
I know. I'm worried. Well, I was thinking Alabama, but now Nick Saban's gone. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Because
I was thinking they return Jalen Milroe, Caden Proctor at left tackle, Caleb Downs at safety, who I thought was the best freshman in the country last year, in my opinion. Like, they were returning a lot of players. And now Nick Saban's gone. Who knows what's going to happen to that roster? Do you know Nick Saban has more SEC championships than, I think it's like 10 schools. Let me double check. I forgot where I had that stat pulled up. It's like 9 or 10 schools. It's crazy. Like, active schools, not even counting Texas and Oklahoma, One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah. Nick Saban by himself at Alabama, more SEC championships than 10 schools.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few, like, you know, South Carolina hasn't been there long enough. Vanderbilt, I'm sure, is not up there.
They've all been there as long as Nick Saban.
That's true. That's definitely true. So
he's played in the conference championship game 10 times, won 9 of them.
That's pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
That's a really interesting
thing. It's insane.
And yeah, winning the, you know, had a good chance to win in the semifinal up by a touchdown, up until just the very end. So
yeah. No, it's a crazy run. I think the most impressive thing about him is his ability to adapt. What I mean by that, we've seen Dabo just refuse to, like, accept transfer portals. He brings in, what's Lincoln Riley's brother's name? The offense coordinator? Mm-hmm. Garrett Riley.
Yeah.
Brings in Garrett Riley, and Clemson's running the same offense because it's, quote, Clemson's offense. Your offense clearly didn't work. Let the guy do his job. Like, right. Dabo's shown a stubbornness, and I think a lot of coaches are like, I'm the best. I'm doing what got me here. Nick went, you know, hired Lane Kiffin, ran that spread offense, really kind of changed his entire game from, like, the McCarron, McElroy, Coker championships to the Hurts, Tua era, where we're just throwing it all over the place.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people would do that.
No, yeah, I definitely don't think so. And, like, we talk about him being, like, the really, really great coaches. I remember this had a little bit more to do with recruiting, but Duke's whole philosophy the last 10 years really changed with Coach K, too. And we think those are probably the best Duke college coaches ever. I think Nick Saban's pretty far ahead for football up at this point.
Yeah.
Basketball, we could talk about Dean Smith and maybe one or two other people.
Wooden.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's funny. It's like, to get that high as a level, you almost necessarily need an enormous ego. And so, yeah, for him to be willing to change and kind of give up the things that had worked, which is the crazy thing, is that had worked and had won, you know, 3 championships, whatever.
Yeah. And every year, everyone's pulling coaches. Everyone's trying to replicate Alabama. So he's losing offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, position coaches all the time. And just bringing these new people in, and it's still the same machine.
Yeah.
Like, the turnover there was crazy. And, like, so many people went on to be head coaches. And I think Sarkisian's, like, the only one to ever beat him. I think Jimbo beat him once and Sarkisian beat him once. His record's, like, it's, like, 2 or 3 and, like, a million, basically, against, like, previous coaches. It's crazy.
Well, except because Georgia coaches at Alabama for a sec, right?
Yeah, so Nick's 2-1 against Kirby. So one loss to Kirby in the national championship, 2 to Jimbo, 1 to Sark. Those are the only ones I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely beat them a lot more than
they beat. There probably is 1 or 2 other ones, but I can only think of 4.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many that mathematically
somebody's
probably beat them.
It's crazy. Point. Like, an unbelievable job of, like, turnover and consistency and recruiting.
Yeah.
Like, when he got hired at Alabama, he talked about he's going to be the best recruiter. And, like, getting the – because a lot of, like Iowa and Utah can't recruit 5 stars. But they're like, you know, we bring these 3 stars in, we develop them. Nick Saban's developing these 5 stars.
Yeah.
Better than anybody else, too.
Right.
Like, not only are he's bringing them in, lots of schools are bringing in 5 stars. Texas is bringing in 5 stars. Nick is just churning out NFL players – at an unbelievable rate that even these other schools aren't doing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's an unbelievable job. Truly, truly the best coach of all time. And our mom loves him as well.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. I wonder if Miami Dolphins would have got Drew Brees, I wonder, like, what Nick in the NFL would have done.
That would have been interesting, yeah.
I think he wanted more control. But that is a big what if. Because they almost had him.
It would be really, really fun is if he went over to the Patriots for just like a couple of years.
Yeah,
just
for fun.
Just see what happens.
Get back with Mac Jones?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, I mean, speaking of the Patriots, Belichick's gone. That one I wasn't – even the Nick Saban, I actually kind of wasn't surprised after the initial shock. But Belichick, not a surprise there.
No.
But still, 6 Super Bowls. as a head coach. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks he's the best coach in NFL history. I would agree with that. I saw a Patriots fan in the Jets game, last game of the year. He had one of those like customized jerseys, and the back said sadness on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, you're the last franchise to get a complaint. Like, right. No one feels sorry for you at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, what do you want?
It's insane. But yeah, Belichick, I wonder what's next for him. I could see him doing some more than Saban. I think Saban's just going to retire to Florida and, you know, own his Lamborghini dealerships and maybe do some TV or something. But I could see Belichick doing some sort of, like, analyst coaching role somewhere more than Saban for some
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it seems like, yeah, Saban's kind of leaving on his own terms, and it doesn't totally feel like Belichick is. Like, nobody's done any interviews or anything, which is what's really weird. But you kind of get the idea that they really, really didn't want to fire him, but they told him that he was going to need to leave.
Yeah.
So, which is, you know, nuts. That just shows you how hard it is to get and keep these NFL jobs.
It's crazy, yeah. Now, Carroll's gone as well. That was a very surprising one. Like, he's 72, obviously. And I still can't figure out if that was a Carroll decision or a Seahawks decision, because he's going to stay in the organization. Kind of like when, Brad Stevens?
Brad Stevens, yeah.
Very different, obviously, because Brad Stevens was, like, super young. But, like, kind of same situation.
Yeah, well, it sounded like from the press conference that Pete Carroll still wanted to be the head coach. That's not what Seattle's saying. So
that's not, yeah. I don't, like, what coach are they going to get that's better than Pete Carroll?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the thing.
And there's, I will say that ESPN, Peter Tway, I think about these three coaches, and it was like, between them, seven or eight college football national championships, seven Super Bowls, and I was like, oh, Pete Carroll only won one college football championship or two or whatever it was. Like, I always felt like it was more.
Yeah, well, because the USC team was, like, those 2 years are probably, like, the most dominant two-year team, at least in our lifetime, at least in this century.
Right, yeah.
They did only, they lost to Texas that game, and they lost the year before, I think, to Oklahoma in the national championship. So They did only win one title.
Yeah.
It was crazy because we think of them as, like, overwhelming juggernaut. And yeah. They only won once.
That was a fun time in college football, man. Like I know there have been, like, really, really great players, but who, like, I don't know of a football player who's had the nation's attention quite like Reggie Bush.
No.
Adrian Peterson came after him and was as good, if not better, but it was a different, like, yeah. Reggie was fast, you
he
know?
Was probably better, but, yeah, Adrian Peterson's the most electrifying, like, must-watch television.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. Like, everyone, yeah, like, was dialed in on USC just to watch Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy Matt Leinart won the Heisman.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Like, that Reggie doesn't have two. Good for Matt Leinart.
Yeah. Well, doesn't have two. It's crazy he doesn't have one.
That's true. It's so insane. Like, it's so stupid. Just give him his Heisman back.
Yeah.
He's honestly, like, I would say most people's favorite player would be my guess.
From, like, that era?
Like, if you just polled 1,000 people in the country, I think more of them would say Reggie Bush than anyone else.
Really?
I think so.
I would feel like you would have needed a little bit more sustained NFL career for that.
You know, college player, like, favorite college player.
Oh, favorite college player? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, definitely.
Because, like, and you're not, obviously, Bama fans are going to say whatever, Ohio State fans are going to say their player, but if you're just getting, like, average fans, like, who is, like, your favorite player or, like, funnest player to watch? I think it'd be Reggie more than anybody else.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, no, and that's what I meant with Adrian Peterson, who was obviously great, but, like, Reggie was just doing just such, like, nobody's done it quite since him.
Adrian Peterson, if Cam Newton didn't exist, I would say Adrian Peterson's probably the best player that I've ever, like, in my lifetime at least, not college football history. But Cam Newton took a terrible Auburn team that had, I think, one other player, like, go to an NFL camp.
Yeah.
Just shredded the SEC, won the national championship, won the Heisman. I don't think there's any argument for anybody else for, like, best college football player ever. I think it's obviously Cam.
No. I mean, certainly, yeah. I mean, he was only there for one or two seasons or whatever.
Yeah, just the one.
Yeah, so, like, that's a thing people would argue about longevity.
But. Yeah, if you're saying, like, Archie Griffin has two Heismans. Like, we're going resume, he doesn't have it.
Right.
But, like, that one season is better than anything we've ever seen, I think.
Yes, yeah, I know, I can see that for sure.
Adrian Peterson, and some people say Joe Burrow, which I don't get. I understand, but I don't get. To me, as far as people I've seen, Adrian Peterson would be the only other comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Cam Newton, to me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Cam Newton was just crazy good. Went to the Super Bowl with the Panthers.
Yeah. The Carolina Panthers, 15-1. Could have been 16-0. I think they lost, like, the second to last week of the season to Atlanta or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable NFL. People, like, was it, like, a month ago when Cam Newton said something about, like, average quarterbacks and everyone was, like, hating on Cam? People forgot how good he was fast. He was
so good, yeah.
He was unbelievable. He wasn't Tom Brady's resume-wise, but, like, that... 16 season?
Something like 15? That, yeah.
I think as good as anything we've seen.
Yeah, no, he's a great, great player.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Cam Newton slander needs to stop. Should we talk about the NFL playoffs?
Might as well.
Let's just go. We'll go game by game. We'll do game by game, then make our Super Bowl picks, which I actually don't have in my head. I imagine I'm going to end up picking Baltimore, but it'll be kind of on the fly.
Yeah.
So first game. Browns favored by 2 against the Houston Texans in Houston. CJ Stroud's been an unbelievable rookie. Nobody thought, even people loved him, didn't think he'd be this good.
Uh-huh.
Joe Flacco, comeback from the couch player of the year. It's great because for years I think we said, like, Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. Their defense is awesome. They just get, like, average quarterback play. That's why they went and gave everything to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And then they get Joe Flacco. Who's, I think he has, like, more air yards per game than he did, like, any time in his career.
That's hilarious.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that game. I think Houston's going to win. What are your thoughts?
This is a really interesting matchup because, you know, obviously it's Texans and the Browns, so just Deshaun of it all is interesting. But then the Browns win.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson Bowl.
Return to Houston.
Which I would love to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just feel like Houston's been very, very good. But I feel like, you know, the Browns have been on a little bit more of an upswing. You know, I feel like they have more momentum, if I can use a questionable sports term.
Okay. So, you're going Houston.
No, I'm going Cleveland. I think I'm going to go Cleveland.
Okay. Next game, Kansas City, Miami. Kansas City's favored by 4.5 points. Bradley Chubb's out. Jalen Phillips is out. Miami hasn't beaten a good team all year, including losing to Kansas City in Germany. Kansas City has a lot of problems, as we know. I think the projected weather is forecast 0 degrees
mm-hmm.
there. Kansas City has to play in that too, so it's not just a Miami problem. Love Mike McDaniel. I don't think there's any way Kansas City loses that game.
I don't think so. I don't really trust Miami in these big games. I think in a lot of ways the cold weather, I guess you can, you know, as far as running in the cold weather, I probably like Miami's game, but I just think that, you know, Mahomes is still going to be able to throw it and do, you know, everything he's done for the past few years. So, yeah, I think it'd be really, really hard for Miami to win.
So those are the two games on Saturday. Sunday morning, Bills Steelers. Bills are favored by 10. Bills, I think, have won 4 in a row, 5 in a row, 6 in a row.
Something like that, yeah.
It's however many the Eagles have lost. The Bills have won, because that was the last Bills loss, I think, was that Eagles game.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we beat the Bills.
Yeah. Overtime.
That's crazy.
Jalen Hurts took over that game.
Yeah.
That kicker, Jake Elliott, like, in the wind, hit that, was, like, 6-yard field goal or 59-yard field goal.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Love Jake Elliott.
Yeah. Favored by 10. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterbacks all suck, but 10's a lot of points. It's going to be crappy weather. I feel like if Josh Allen has a couple fumbles or something, Pittsburgh could keep it close.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll win, but I trust Mike Tomlin more than Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin, on his resume, he kept Antonio Brown normal and has not made any Al-Qaeda comparisons. So he's 2-0 in that category.
Yes. Yeah, two. Yeah, one very impressive thing, one that should not be impressive, but apparently needs to be said.
Yeah, it's non-zero in the league, so.
Yeah.
I still think, I'll just pick Pittsburgh just for fun. I've been all year, Josh Allen's turnovers. The highs are great, but the lows can cost you, especially like a low playoff game. Last year in the playoffs, they almost lost to Miami's like third string quarterback, rookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this I think feels like it could be an upset for a lot of reasons. I'll still probably pick the Bills just because I don't feel like Pittsburgh has a ton of talent. But
well, that's fair.
If Pittsburgh wins, then I'm not going to be shocked for all the reasons that you said.
So next thing, Mike McCarthy Bowl. Green Bay at Dallas. Cowboys are favored by 7. Everyone's talking about Dallas. Green Bay has been good. They had a clunky, first month of the season, I was like all in. And then they had some clunkers, but they kind of come back and been playing really well.
Yeah.
Jordan Love's been playing much better than I thought he would be playing this year.
Yeah.
And Dallas is coached by Mike McCarthy.
It's true.
So, it's in Dallas. Dallas's MO has kind of been blow out bad teams, except for Arizona. Lose to the great teams. They went 1-1 against Philly. Got shellacked by the 49ers. Green Bay's not really in either of those categories. There's kind of a typical, I'd say, above average team. Damian Lillard is so good at basketball.
Yeah.
It's insane.
He's very, very fun to watch.
I think I would pick the Packers to cover the 7. I think I'd have to still pick Dallas to win. But 7 points is a lot to me. So I think it'll be a close game. And I'm going to pick Dallas, but I wouldn't be shocked if Green Bay ends up winning.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm going to say. The Cowboys are the Cowboys. I'm trying to see if I can find this thing. I can't find it, but it's a statistic. But basically, since they won the Super Bowl, they've won less playoff games than just a large number of teams that should not have won more than them. Teams like the Bengals and the Jaguars, who just, are known as awful, awful teams. Will they win this game? Maybe. I doubt it. I'm definitely picking Green Bay just because of the Cowboys' playoff history. Don't see them as a team making a run.
Green Bay has the head coach advantage 100%,
yeah,
I think, which matters.
Uh-huh.
Okay, next game, Rams-Lions, the Jared Goff revenge game. What a scenario we're in here. Matt Stafford going back to Detroit, Jared Goff playing the team he took to the Super Bowl and lost to the Patriots there. Lions are favored by 3. I think Dan Campbell has installed an attitude, like a nasty work ethic attitude in Detroit. The players, like, there was a clip against the Chargers when the Lions were playing. David Montgomery broke a huge run, and Jameson Williams was, like, downfield blocking and, like, just stoked out of his mind. Like, truly, Boston's, their jerseys are so good, and then they were these crappy ones.
Yeah. It really doesn't make any
They're
sense.
They're, like, just some regular Larry Bird jerseys are so good, maybe the best in the league.
No.
Everything else they do is terrible.
No, they are like USC, where they just need to wear one jersey.
Yeah.
And they don't get to change it, and maybe it's boring, but it's great.
We're watching the Bucks-Celtics game, if you didn't put that together.
As we speak.
I think the Lions are going to come out fired up and, like, play as a team and play for Jared Goff, who they love, and want to get the payback there.
Yeah, no, they're definitely going to have more motivation going into this game, for sure.
Sean McVay's been great this year, though. Matthew Stafford's been awesome.
Yeah, I feel like people forgot that he was a good coach just because he was playing with just, besides Aaron Donald and Matt Stafford, not really any talent on his team.
Yeah.
You know, he's turned Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua into two of the best 10 receivers in the NFL.
Yeah.
At different times.
Kupp was like, I think, a third-round pick. Nacua was a fifth-round pick.
Yeah. He's a great coach. I could see this one being a really, really close game. I think, I'll pick the Lions just because, Lions are fun.
Yeah.
So I'll go with the Lions. I'd like to see them keep going.
The Rams have done an awesome job with, like, Puka Nacua. Steve Avila is an interior offensive lineman from TCU, played every snap for them. Byron Young is an edge rusher who's been really good for them. Another, I think, like third or fourth round pick, like mid round guy. 77th pick, third round for Byron Young. Like, just because they haven't had first round pick, which is what everyone talks about, but they've done such a good job with like offensive linemen, linebackers, like these quote undervalued players, and just hitting on these mid round picks. Les Snead is fantastic at what he does. McVay is one of the best coaches. I love Matthew Stafford, but Lions win. Yeah. I think Lions are on a mission. Okay, last game of the week, Monday night, Eagles Buccaneers. Eagles are favored by 3. It's in Tampa. Same game happened 2 years ago when the Eagles went on the road and lost to Tom Brady in the first round of the playoffs. The way, or maybe it was 3 years ago then, on the way to Brady's Super Bowl.
Yes.
Who did the Eagles lose to 2 years ago? Was it the Bucs or was that 3 years ago?
I don't remember, honestly. You'd have a better chance of knowing something
like that. I don't, because I thought it was 2 years ago, but that wouldn't make sense with the timeline. But I'm trying to think how long Hurts is. Anyways, it is a repeat game. Baker Mayfield been resurgent. Buccaneers are good. Eagles are one in five since that Bills game.
Yes.
And like a bad 1-5.
Yeah.
Like losses to the Giants, barely beating the Giants. Lost to the Cowboys. Got killed by the 49ers. Like embarrassed by the 49ers.
Smoked by the 49ers, yeah.
I'll let you take the floor. What are your thoughts as a pessimistic Eagles fan? This is the least happy I've seen you in years with the Eagles.
Well, it just... The thing that I can't stand as a sports fan is when a team can be good and just for whatever reason is not. It's like something has happened in that locker room where these guys just aren't playing together. And like I know there's been some defensive injuries and we don't have any linebackers, and that's just been a huge hole. But there's no reason the offense should be playing like this. Mm-hmm. There's zero reason for the offense to play like this. Should have a great offensive line. Jalen Hurts was an MVP candidate when we were 10-1. A.J. Brown, one of the best receivers in the NFL. Devonta Smith, excellent B, number two guy.
Looks awesome with his black visor.
Yeah. And so there's just, like, I have seen nothing in the past 7 weeks that makes me feel like this is a team that's going to win or can win.
Yeah.
And it makes me very concerned about the future, because like, what do you just get rid of these good players and try to do something else? Because like, we're not going to get rid of Nick Sirianni because he went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But I feel like that seems to be the problem.
You're already thinking of it 2 years ago, like next offseason, you've already moved on.
Right. Well, because this team's not going to win the Super Bowl. We'd be very, very lucky to be Tampa Bay.
Did you hear what Slay said? He's like, it's kind of lucky we're going on the road because those Eagles fans boo pretty quick and we don't really need that.
That's hilarious.
It's like so counterproductive to like boo your own team. I like get being upset, but like it doesn't like psychologically help them.
Yeah, well like I'm still kind of don't believe this. But what's the name of the kid from the Dodgers that went to the Phillies?
Trey Turner?
Yeah. So he had a real crappy season, and people were booing him. And then someone started a movement online. It's like, hey, we're just going to cheer Trey Turner every time he goes up, no matter what. And he started playing better. So they literally learned their lesson.
Crazy.
And so, but I don't know. I just feel like with the Eagles, like, I don't think cheering's going to help. I don't think booing's going to hurt. I just think that they're playing like losers.
You've just given up.
Yeah, I've given up.
Now, they're favored by 3. It sounds like you think they won't even beat Tampa Bay.
I do not think that. Lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's better than the Giants.
Yeah, that's true. Most teams are better than the Giants.
Yeah.
See, I think the Eagles can pull it together. Maybe I'm just being optimistic. They were my pick preseason to go back to the Super Bowl, even over the 49ers.
Yeah, it looked like they were going to win the Super Bowl a month ago.
Here's what I'm worried about the Eagles. So Jason Kelce probably retiring, we think.
That'd be a bummer of a season to retire on.
Lane Johnson possibly leaving just because they're both super old.
Yeah.
Like that offensive line, which is a massive strength, is losing two important pieces, possibly.
Yeah. Push Tush is gonna be illegal next year.
Yeah, So what do you do? Like, they got the interior, I think, with, like, Landon Dickerson can move to center. Like, I think they have some pieces to replace that. But I think this is kind of – last year, really, this year kind of, like, the last year is before, like, Jalen Hurts' contract kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of screwed cap-wise. So
yeah.
I think they got to put it together pretty quick.
Well, that's a frustrating thing is because, yeah, you're absolutely right with Jalen Hurts' contract. Like, it's going to be so hard to replace these linemen when they go because of that contract, which he absolutely deserves. But, like, if we're not taking advantage of it this year, then, like, what's going to happen in the next 5 years?
Here's the thing. I'm picking the Eagles, and here's why. A, I love Baker Mayfield. I think naming a kid Baker would be cool. But if there's one person I trust from a mentality standpoint, like, backs against the wall, it's Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
So I'm picking the Buccaneers to lose to the Eagles. And I'm going to pick the Eagles to go to the NFC Championship to make a run, get a couple wins in.
Well, you have more faith in me, so.
I do. I could not be more impressed by Jalen Hurts, like, as a person or, like, the makeup of him.
I love Jalen Hurts. When your best receiver's upset because he's only getting thrown to 11 times a game, then I don't know what you're supposed to do.
I don't either. It's not perfect. Definitely not perfect, for sure. Also, linebackers. Well, I've said before, like, the fastest way to suck in the NFL is, like, injuries at multiple positions. Or at the same position. Like, so multiple injuries at the same position. And linebackers were already your worst position group.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you have 10 great defensive linemen from Georgia when your secondary is a B and then your linebackers are an F.
Secondary is better than it's been in the past.
It's better than it's been in the past.
Sidney Brown had that pick six against the Cardinals, mm-hmm. rookie safety from Illinois.
Yeah.
But Bradbury gets picked on quite a bit.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I'm not sure they're a better than average secondary in the NFL.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it.
Combined with the linebackers, like, that's just not...
Like, the back seven, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's just not a recipe for winning the Super Bowl.
Well, the 49ers, like, Christian McCaffrey could do whatever he wanted, and even, like, Ayuk and, like, Debo, like, crossing routes or screens, like, they just put the linebackers in a bind. Like, I felt bad. Like, I think one of them, like, it was his first game, like, off the couch or something.
Right.
Like, he just had no chance.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Poor guy. So, I'm picking the Eagles to go to the NFC Championship. I am going to pick them to lose to the Niners. I'm worried about the Niners' secondary. They're picking up players who I thought were retired to play, like, safety. Like, a lot of injuries at safety. Easiest way to lose is multiple injuries at the same position. 49ers have that there. Offensive line, I've never liked outside of Trent Williams, but I'd say they're overall average. So the Niners aren't perfect, aren't unbeatable. We saw the Ravens shellack them. I'm going to pick the Niners, though, to beat the Eagles. Just because I don't really trust any NFC team as much as the Niners. Don't trust Dallas. Detroit's shown an inability to be consistent as much as the Niners have.
Yeah. No, I think the Niners, you know, considering the state of the Eagles linebackers, are the most talented overall team in the NFL. And that Kyle Shanahan offense that is supposed to be so great and so productive that nobody else seems to want to do for some reason.
Yeah.
So I think 49ers are a pretty easy pick to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to change my pick to the Lions in the NFC Championship. So still picking the Eagles to win this weekend, but Niners beat Lions in the NFC Championship.
I don't think there's any chance the Eagles beat the Lions.
So are you picking the same thing?
The 49ers Lions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you're not picking Dallas.
Not picking Dallas.
Yeah.
Nope. And I think Detroit beats Green Bay. So I could see Jordan Love making a little run, though. I think that'd be fun.
I think it'd be fun, too. I love when the 49ers beat the Packers.
Yeah.
I would love either the Rams or the Packers to win so the Niners could play them because those are two of my favorite teams to beat.
Uh-huh.
But I also love beating the Cowboys.
Ooh, that's true. Yeah.
So ideally, maybe we beat the Rams, then we beat the Cowboys. That's, I think, my dream playoff matchup scenario.
Yeah, I would like the Cowboys to lose just as early as possible.
That's fair. Now, AFC, obviously Baltimore's going to be there. I honestly don't know who's going to get there besides that. Like, I don't think I can trust I think they've shown me enough, whereas, like, I know Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, but they've just been so inconsistent, and the defense has been good, but the offense just can't figure it out. I think I'm going to pick the Texans to lose in the AFC Championship game. I know that's sketchy. But if they win, Chiefs win, Steelers win, they'd play the Chiefs in Arrowhead. That'd be a tough game for CJ Stroud. I don't know. I'm just going to pick the Chiefs. Or the, excuse me, Texans. Ravens beating the Texans is my AFC Championship Ravens prediction. Beating the
Texans.
I just trust CJ Stroud more than, like, that Texans team more than I trust the Chiefs as a team.
Yeah.
But rookie in Arrowhead would be brutal, for sure.
Yeah, I think that would. I think I'd like to pick the Browns and the Ravens in the AFC Championship, but they're obviously going to play each other sooner than that, assuming that the Browns win.
Depending on some matchups. I didn't even think about, like, the Texans, like, what would have to happen for them to get there.
Right, yeah. So it is weird, and so because the seeding changes in the NFL playoffs in weird ways, it's kind of hard to, you know, track it out necessarily.
Ravens-Browns, though, the Joe Flacco Bowl, that would be something.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Joe Flacco back in Baltimore.
That'd be so fun.
That'd be a storyline for sure.
Yeah, no, the Ravens, a Ravens 49er Super Bowl, though, would be great.
A rematch.
Yeah.
We were in Chile when they played in 2012?
Yes, 2012.
2012. I was in Longueuil, remember that town we drove through?
How could I forget?
It's 3 blocks by 5 blocks, and that's where I was at. So we took a bus on, like, every missionary on Monday has, like, a preparation day where they can do laundry and, like, email their family and things like that. Super Bowl is obviously on Sunday. We didn't watch it because we were doing church work.
Right.
Knocking doors, teaching people.
Yeah.
So Monday I go to the electronic, I walk into the grocery store, Leader, and, like, all the TVs, I just see, like, purple confetti on them.
Uh-huh.
And I knew the Niners were playing the Ravens, so I just lost it, like, in the grocery store. And for some reason, I wasn't my companion. I was with another elder, so, like, I lived with him, but I didn't spend all the time with him.
Yeah.
So he was just, like, so confused at why I was upset.
Right.
Because Kaepernick couldn't complete a pass inside the 5-yard line of 3 different tries.
I'm kind of shocked that they were showing that in the... just the TV demonstrations.
Well, somebody in Cheon in 2011, like, was watching the Giants Patriots Super Bowl that we missed.
Oh, yeah.
That Elder Rayleigh was trying to watch. That's how we found Eugenia, because he was trying to watch the end of the game. And I was like, Elder, let's go.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, I unfortunately think the Ravens would win. It's hard to pick against a team that just beat us on Christmas Day pretty handily.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to pick Ravens over 49ers. I know that's chalk, but I don't trust any other team in either conference as much as I think those two have, like, clearly separated themselves.
I think so for sure. Yeah, no, Ravens just look fantastic right now. They look really good.
So if it is that, Ravens 49ers, what food are we making? Some
crab... we could do some sort of crab chowder instead of clam chowder.
Like a crab dip or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With sourdough tacos.
Last year we made some Philly cheesesteak nachos, which were super good.
No.
You should do that again.
Yeah, I like that.
I honestly love making food for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So we're both picking Ravens over Niners, it sounds like.
I don't know. I might pick the 49ers.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I could see them doing it.
I'd love them to. It's crazy. We get Jimmy Garoppolo gone, and right away, we're one of the best teams of the league, like, by a mile. Just murdering everybody.
Weird how that works.
Yeah, crazy. And Jimmy Garoppolo got benched for a 5th-round rookie. Okay. So those are our picks. Those are playoff picks. Excited to talk about those as they go on this week. A lot of snow, so we're not going to be doing anything but watch football. Are you ready for the top 5?
I'm ready to go.
This, I think, will be an easy one. I'd be shocked if you didn't get this one.
Okay.
In honor of Nick Saban, list the top 5 schools with the most SEC championships. There's a tie at 5, so you really have 6 shots to get 5 guesses.
Most SEC championships.
Yeah.
Georgia.
They're number 2.
Okay. In my head, I was saying Alabama for number 1. But
Alabama's number 1.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to Google it. I do want a list of SEC teams just so I don't, like, forget somebody incredibly obvious.
Okay. Yeah, so Alabama has 30. Georgia has 14. So until a couple years ago, Georgia was number three. Now they're number two. So Alabama's more than half the SEC championships of anybody else.
That's crazy. So LSU.
They're four at 12.
LSU is four. Okay. Yeah. Florida.
They're one of the teams tied for fifth.
Tied for fifth, so number three. Okay.
So you only have, you have to get the three school left.
Okay, so how about Tennessee?
Yeah, that's it. They have 13.
Okay, nice.
See, I told you that'd be an easy one. So that brings your record to 3-6. I'm 6-3.
Yeah.
I figured that'd be an easy one because, like, you're just going to name big SEC schools.
Yes, yeah, and I was going to.
Now, here's what I talked about Alabama-Tennessee being the best rivalry in college football. Until a couple years ago, those two had the most SEC championships.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's sad that it's become not what it used to be.
Right.
Like, the most heated rivalry in the South, and I think in college football.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, that's the reason I wouldn't have thought of Tennessee, except that you just always talk about Tennessee, so.
Yeah, they used to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. RIP. Hopefully they're good again. I think it's funner when Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida, I mean, there's no division anymore, but like when Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida are all good, and Tennessee, Alabama's a good game.
Yeah.
That's like SEC football at its best.
No, Tennessee's had two pretty good years. Last year was a lot better than this year, but yeah. This year was, I think, a very good year for them.
They were all right. Yeah. 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 They beat Florida this year.
Yeah.
Wait, no, Florida. I think Florida beat Tennessee. I'm blanking on this. Yeah, Florida beat Tennessee because I was like, well, how is Tennessee ranked? Anyway, yeah, they were all right. Anyways, appreciate everybody listening. Feel free to drop a 5-star if you haven't done so yet. Subscribe, review, all that good stuff. We'll be back next week, review the first round of the NFL playoffs. Probably some coaching update. We didn't even talk about who we think is going to replace Nick Saban. So,
well, I have no idea.
Dan Lanning was the best option, but he's staying at Oregon, which is good for him.
Yeah.
He turned into like a recruiting video. The funniest thing would be Lane Kiffin. I don't think that's going to happen, but
that would be hilarious.
That would be super funny. Or like Bill O'Brien would be funny. There are a lot of good options there. I think the funniest, that 0% chance, but like Tommy Tuberville would be.
That would be great. Oh, that would be hilarious.
I think I would probably die laughing if that actually happened. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll talk to y'all next week.